My sister mentioned the story of Paul and Silas in the book of Acts, and maybe we could just open there quickly and just read that verse together, or those verses together that speak of the victory that came because Jesus came. Set those prison doors open. Sent the earthquake. It's Acts chapter 16. Before we look at that, I just want to say this year for camp, we've been considering the thoughts on prayer as a staff, and I understand the ministers as well, and many of the meetings have talked about prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. And when we think of prayer, we think of bringing our requests to God. We also think of maybe waiting silently before God, right? We have that in our meetings. We wait quietly before God and want Him to move among us, and that's part of prayer. But I think the Bible also links praise with prayer. Now, maybe next year, Brother Paul will do praise for our theme. We'll see how God leads. But prayer and praise really are somewhat inseparable. And I think we need to learn that. And I think in this, we're going to find it here in Acts 16. And there are other places in the Bible where prayer and praise are linked. And maybe we'll cover that another time. But in this chapter, beginning at the 25th verse, Acts 16:25, it says this: "And about midnight, Paul and Silas were doing what? Were praying." I mean, sometimes we don't see that. Sometimes we say Paul and Silas were singing. That's true, they were. But they were also praying. And they were praying, it seems, they were praying and singing praises to God. And what happened as they did that? "And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, 'Don't harm yourself. We are all here.'" And then we know how that ends, right? And he comes before them and says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if Paul and Silas were praying for his salvation. Maybe they were. Did you ever think of that? What were they praying for? Were they praying, "Lord, release us? Get us out of this difficulty? Cause the persecution to cease?" Well, I don't know. Maybe that was part of their prayer. But maybe they were praying for the jailer, the ones who had despitefully used them, beat them. They were praying, "Lord, let your will be done in Philippi. This isn't, we need to continue preaching. Your work's not done here. And Lord, we commit ourselves into your care, into your hands." And as they are praying, they are also then what? They're singing. They're singing. Have you ever maybe been in a situation where you felt so weighed down? And you feel like, "I got to wrestle through this. I'm going to pray through this. I'm going to just..." And you bury your head in the couch or wherever it is, or on your bed, and you just... Or maybe you fall on the floor, I don't know, and you're just trying to break through. You ever experienced that? Well, sometimes the best thing to do at that moment is, instead of burying your head in the couch, is to get up and begin to praise God. Praise God. "Dear God, you are God. There is none like you. There's nothing too hard for you." Sometimes we drown ourselves in our own sorrows, our own tears. And God wants us to look up, to praise Him in spite of it. In everything, give thanks. Praise the Lord. What does it say over the door? Praise the Lord anyhow, right? And we've been taught these things. Beloved, it works. Did you hear what I said? It works. And we begin to praise. We begin to praise. And as they began singing the hymns, right? Singing praises to God, what happened? God sent the earthquake. God opened the prison doors. God brought the answer. Did He hear their prayers? Yes. Did He hear their praise? Yes. And they go hand in hand. hand in hand. When you find yourself in a situation where you seem overwhelmed, begin to praise the Lord. Yes, pray. But begin to praise God and see what He will do. He does the miraculous, beloved. He does what's seemingly impossible. I mean, they were in like the innermost prison because he had been given, don't let these guys go. Make sure you keep. So he put them in the deepest dungeon. Their feet were in the stocks. They had been beaten. They weren't going anywhere, naturally. But Jesus came. And he opened the prison doors in response to their prayer and their praise. And so those are good lessons for us. As I said, it's very practical. Sometimes I'll say we've been taught, right? I say that. That's because we've been taught. And we've had faithful ministers who have taught us the ways of God. You know, not only, not only did we learn Bible verses, right? But we need to know the ways of God. And we need to yield ourselves to the ways of God. And one of His ways is to praise. We find that throughout the Scripture, and we've been taught that it's good when you even don't feel like it. Praise the Lord, 15 minutes a day. Could you do that? Could you find 15 minutes a day where you just say, Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, you're worthy. Lord, I lift up your name. And yes, at the beginning, sometimes it's like we're just saying words, right? But you know what we're doing? We're exercising our will. Did you notice how often in the Psalms, David says, I will praise you? Look up all the I wills of David. And you see how God has given us a will. And as we exercise that will in faith towards Him and begin to praise Him when we don't feel like it or when it seems like it's just, just something we're doing, God will come. If you persist in that, God will come and there will be a breakthrough. And all of a sudden it'll be hallelujah, glory. And you won't be able to contain the shout. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I think that's the way it was here. Oh, I don't know what was louder, their shout or the earthquake. Huh? But they lifted up their hearts and voices unto God, and God brought a great victory. When Jesus comes, you know, our praises make a way for Him to come. And He comes to His people as we praise Him. Now, again, this is one of God's ways, right? As I said, there are other ways. Silence is one of God's ways. Stillness and so on. But here I see the link between prayer and what? And praise. So remember that, right? Prayer and praise. When you're discouraged, what should you do? Prayer and praise. When you're in trouble, what do? Prayer and praise, right? They go together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then you begin that way. Maybe it seems a little bit something you've never done before. But I encourage you, young people, begin that way. Begin that way. Maybe it's just silently at first in your heart. But then open your mouth. Theo, begin to say, Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I love you. You can say that anywhere. Anywhere. And God hears us. It's good to praise the Lord in your car. Do you know that? Oh, how I need that. Some people in New York, they do not know how to drive. But, praise the Lord anyhow. Right? You never know. Maybe that's the person that's going to church with you. You'll see them in the... praise God. All right. Well, let's sing together then. To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. That is number 18 in the hymn book.
Thank you.
And I thank all the kitchen staff and the palace staff for being here. Thank you for sacrificing. Praise God. Let's stand as we sing. How many are leaving us today? Just if you're going today, just raise your hand. Okay. Well, let's pray. Let's pray for these. We're so happy that you've had an opportunity to be here at camp. Sorry to see you go. But you go in the blessing, the full blessing of the Lord. And I'm sure he'll be with you. Hallelujah. And would you pray for these that are leaving?
So we do thank you for those who have had the opportunity to go to camp. Lord, you know those who are leaving in this day, Lord, but we're so thankful, Lord, that you go with us, Lord. You abide with us, and so we just commit these who are leaving today, Lord, into your keeping. We pray that you would just rest upon them this day as they travel, Lord,
yes,
in a special way, Lord, and that you would continue to work in this day, Lord. We know that you're not done. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, you know what yet you have to do in their hearts and in their lives and the things that you want to speak into them, Lord, and maybe the things they haven't received yet, Lord. And so we just commit them to you, Lord, into your keeping, that you would truly abide with them, Lord, in this day, and in the days ahead, Lord. Keep your good hand upon them, Lord. Give them traveling mercies. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. The Lord bless you and be with you.